I was very, very lucky in that everybody in my unit came home in one piece, partially because we were an artillery unit, so we were a little bit behind the front lines, and the Iraqis really couldn't reach us in any way. Also, just a lot of luck, too. There were several times where I thought some of us weren't going to come back. There was one case when our position was almost overrun in the early days of the war. It was the first time that anybody really started to hit regular Iraqi infantry. Before, it was mostly the Shiite units down in the south that really had absolutely no loyalty to Saddam. And so as soon as someone pointed a gun at them, they threw up their hands and walked away. But when we got farther north, when we got more into units comprised mostly of Sunnis, they actually were willing to fight a little bit more. And there was one company of Iraqi infantry that was hiding next to a road when we came through. And they actually were smart, and they let us go into the position and start to get it set up. They let us set up long enough that we couldn't leave right away if they attacked. But on the other hand, we hadn't set up enough to get our defenses into position. So it was that incredibly vulnerable spot as an artillery unit, and they knew it, and they used it to their advantage. Luckily for us, though, they came at us from the back of our position. There was a platoon of light armored reconnaissance. They're basically small tanks on wheels behind our position, and the Iraqis ran right into them, and they didn't realize they were there, and just this immense firefight broke out right behind our position. We all heard it, and as soon as we heard it, we stopped setting up the battery and instead started digging in our defenses. I was a 240 machine gunner, so I grabbed my machine gun and just found the other only cover I could, which was this tiny, tiny shrub on this little mound of dirt, and just started digging behind it, literally, because my life depended on me digging in. And I was doing that for about 30 or 40 seconds when one of my good friends ran up next to me, this kid from Boston named Lydon. And we started digging and digging and digging, and all of a sudden our commanding officer walked up and said, he said that LER was about to fall back into our position, meaning that LER was getting hit hard and they were going to have to fall back to add our firepower to theirs. And right when he said that, I remember my friend looked at me and said, "Well, it's been nice knowing you." And we kind of paused for a second and looked at each other, just a split second. And we just started digging even faster after that. Luckily for us, though, right when LER was about to fall back, instead the Iraqis fell back. And this is one of the really strange things that happened after that. In artillery, one thing you're told is that you will never, ever shoot over your own position. You'll never shoot over your own men when you're out there. Well, that's not true, I found out when I was in Iraq, because they were behind us and started retreating, and we were the only battery that was in position to fire. So instead of letting somebody else shoot at them, we actually turned our guns around 180 degrees and shot over our own position. We had to, that's what we were told to do. And I remember one of my friends told me that they would have dropped the muzzle of the gun another like 2 degrees, that the shells would have been like touching the tops of some of the trucks. It was just absolutely incredible. I remember, and our CO came up and said, "Okay, they're retreating now. We're shooting over our own position, so just keep your heads down and cover your ears." And I remember the shockwave, you could feel it going through you. It's just absolutely incredible.